Ethan Gilsdorf was 12 years old when his mother had a brain aneurysm. She went to the hospital. She survived, but she came back as a changed woman.
Because of the aneurysm and the stroke, she was paralyzed mostly on the left side of her body, and so her arm almost didn't work at all. Her arm basically was entirely paralyzed. Her hand was completely had no motion in it whatsoever. Her leg was partially paralyzed, and she could walk around. And she smoked, and she didn't have much to do because she could no longer work. She was a school teacher. And so she would spend most of her days sitting at home in the kitchen, watching television, drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes.
Gilsdorf and his siblings invented a new nickname for their mother, the Kitchen Dragon.
And we would come home from school, and there she would be, kind of waiting for us. And it almost became a sense of this dark place that we had to get through, because the entrance to our house was through the kitchen. To get to our bedrooms and everything else upstairs was through the kitchen. So we would have to pass through this zone of the mother. And it wasn't always horrible, but there was definitely the sense of unpredictability. And because she smoked, I remember just having these vivid memories of smoke kind of pouring out of her nose and out of her mouth. And it would always be kind of dim and dark in there. And later, the other joke that we had was we called her the momster.
At this point, some adolescents might have run away from home. Some might have turned to drugs or alcohol to escape the pain of the situation. Gilsdorf took a different way out. He started playing Dungeons and Dragons. He escaped into a fantasy world of monsters, knights, wizards, and dragon slayers.
It was the perfect way to cope with this thing that had happened to my mom. It was a gift. I mean, I really think that Dungeons and Dragons helped me cope with that difficult situation.
Today, Gilsdorf is a teacher and a writer. His new book is called Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks. The book tells how he became a gaming geek. However, it's about more than just him. It's a look at the entire fantasy and gaming subculture. If you're not a fantasy freak, you probably know one. They are the people who line up in costume to buy the latest Harry Potter book, who camp out for Lord of the Rings tickets, who spend hours playing World of Warcraft online. They even have something called LARPs. Those are real-life, reenactment-style games where people dress up as knights and wizards. And what's the appeal of all this fantasy? Why is pretending to be a wizard such a fun way to escape real troubles? Gilsdorf talks about it in his book. He describes the first time he ever played Dungeons and Dragons.
Then the summer before my eighth grade year, the same year I was coming to understand the new mom, something wondrous happened. On a roiling June afternoon, I met JP, the new kid who'd moved across the street from me. JP showed me a clever trick, how to step away from my own body and mind, my family, and travel to places I'd never even seen. Ever play D&D? JP asked, standing in my kitchen, eyes bright and magnified behind his extra-thick glasses. JP was a grade younger than me. He was quite short, frail-looking, but feisty and fast-talking. He wore a sling. He just broke in his collarbone. Again. D&D? What's that, a board game? Rapid fire, he explained the premise. Dungeons and Dragons? Oh, it's not a normal board game, not like you've ever seen. You play a character. There's all these rules. He rummaged through his backpack and pulled out a pile of books. Then he poured a sack of small, colorful objects onto the table. They looked like gemstones. Check out these cool dice. See, I'm the Dungeon Master. I create a scenario, an adventure, a world. I tell you about it. You tell me what your character wants to do. Character? What do you mean? I asked. This kid was weird. JP sighed. Okay. It goes like this, he thought for a moment. Pretend you're in a dark woods. Up ahead on the path, you see a nasty-looking creature. 7 feet tall, pointy ears, mouth full of rotten black teeth. It's wearing a ratty suit of chainmail and a helmet. Friend or foe, it grumbles. Its fist tightens on the morning star in its hand, and it begins to heft it. Like this. JP looked around and grabbed a frying pan off the stove. He swung it in the air. What do you do? What do I do? It's an orc. What do you want to do? My crappy house faded around me. The peeling wallpaper, the mounds of dishes, the cigarette smoke, my mother's limp. All of it disappeared.
That's Ethan Gilsdorf reading from his book, Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks, describing how he first became hooked on Dungeons and Dragons. Gilsdorf isn't alone, being a fan of fantasy. He says the subculture today is huge, and that's partly why he wanted to write this book.
Well, there were a couple of reasons. One was a real cultural reason. I noticed just as the 80s turned into the 90s and the 90s turned into the year 2000 and so on, the culture of these games, the culture of fantasy, had become much more acceptable than when I was playing them back in the 1970s and 1980s. Movies like Lord of the Rings and books like Harry Potter, everyone who has an Xbox or a PlayStation at home, the proliferation of fantasy conventions like Gen Con, Dragon Con, Comic Con, all of this has become so huge and, for obvious reasons, incredibly a huge industry that a lot of people are making a ton of money off of. And I thought, well, this is different than from when I played these games. Suddenly this is acceptable. And it made me think a lot about how the culture, why was the culture suddenly accepting this? And why was it suddenly cool to say, oh, I read Harry Potter and that's fine. I play D&D, that's cool.
The other reason Gilsdorf wrote this book is personal. It was a chance to reconnect with his adolescent self, the boy who loved to fight dragons and monsters.
When the Lord of the Rings movies came out in the year 2001, 2002, and 2003, I found myself got sucked back into that fantasy world again. And I reread the trilogy, and I saw the movies multiple times, and I bought the 12 DVD extended edition box set of the movies, and I started to follow the fan pages. So I knew this wasn't dead in me, but I wasn't sure where it fit into my life anymore. So that sort of launched me on this quest to bring myself up to date on the fantasy hobby of gaming and all these other activities, and see how it had changed, see how it had gotten bigger, see who was doing it and why.
Gilsdorf's book is called Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks. It's part memoir, part travelogue, part pop culture analysis. Gilsdorf travels the country and attends sci-fi conventions, medieval reenactments, and even New Zealand, locations where the Lord of the Rings movies were filmed. He meets dozens of fans and gets personal stories about the gaming subculture. More information about the book can be found online, www.fantasyfreaksbook.com. That's fantasyfreaksbook.com. Next week, Gilsdorf will return to give more details about his travels in the fantasy world. Until then, I'm Michael Edward Miller, reporting for Around and About.